This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go! Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are back live after a Thanksgiving Day little holiday break, and we are so glad you guys are joining us this morning. It is Monday, November 30th, and all of you checking in already, we thank you for that. Rudy is listening this morning, so is Jim in snowy Michigan, Lance, Deborah, Zach is listening, Perla, Melissa and Francis, Turtle and Booble, Rick, Diane and Sarah all listening. On our Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line, you can call or text us at any time, 702-364-9400. Also, you can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. We have Savannah listening this morning. So is Mike. Steph is listening. Cassidy just checked in. So thank you guys for that. And good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back. Good to see you. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing. It was wonderful. I mean, very low key, as I would assume it was for many people. But yeah, it was really nice. Just kind of hung out and cooked and caught up on sleep and shows and just worked out. Like, it was really nice. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It's kind of the same thing. Low key, very relaxing. I am happy to be back. One, it's nice to be back at work, but two, also to get back on my work diet, because when I'm working and waking up doing the radio show, I wake up, have a protein bar. That's my breakfast. On the weekends, I do 3 eggs, 3 pieces of toast. Well, that has been my breakfast the past week plus. So I'm happy to get back on my work diet. And then also, too, at night, how about you? I'm not a big drinker, but I do like a glass of wine here and there. So starting like Wednesday night, we went out to dinner, so I had a couple glasses of wine on Wednesday night. Thanksgiving, a couple glasses of wine. Friday night, hanging out at the house. I'm like, hey, we're having a good time talking. I'll have a cocktail. Saturday night, went out to dinner, had a couple more glasses of wine. I was last night going to bed. I was so happy to go to bed and not have a glass of wine.
Yeah, that's it's so funny. I was like the complete opposite. I did not have one drink.
Really?
Not even on Thanksgiving. Like, it really messes with my sleep. So I just said, you know what? We're going to put it aside. No, I take that back. On the Saturday that we were going into the holiday.
Yes.
Our neighbors invited us over, and I did have a drink there, so I do take that back. But after that, I remember at Thanksgiving thinking, man, usually I have some wine for, you know, Thanksgiving, and I was drinking out of a water bottle. I'm like, this is so different. But it was nice because I got good sleep. But yeah, I know what you mean on the diet. This morning I got on the scale and I was like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? So I really got to get back on track this week.
you just let things go, and we just enjoyed ourselves. It sounds like what we did. It, you have to do that too. But yeah, just, you know, and it is funny, with one glass of wine, we'll just tweak my sleep schedule. So two glasses tweaks it a little bit more, and it's not, I wasn't getting hammered or wasted, but a couple glasses of wine, when you're not used to doing that every night, it does affect your sleep. It affects things.
It really, I mean, I actually talked to a doctor about it, and she's like, oh yeah, it throws off your rhythm. It will help you fall asleep faster, but it wakes you up in the middle of the night. She's like, it totally throws off your circadian rhythm. And because, what did she say? Something about your serotonin levels go back up and it wakes you up, and then you can't fall back to sleep. So that's why I had to stop doing it. It was just totally messing. But if there's any time to do it, it's probably when you don't have to work. That way you can eventually fall back to sleep and sleep in a little bit.
And it was funny too, because last night, normally the Sunday night after a long break, it's just, I sleep, but not the best sleep. I'm anxious and excited to get back to work. Last night, with no wine, I went to bed. We went up to bed around 7:30, went up to bed early. I was reading in bed for probably 20, 30 minutes, and then I passed out, and I slept like a baby last night because of no wine.
Yeah, it really, it changes. It's crazy, and believe me, I love my wine. So, but yeah, we are back. We're excited to hear how you guys spent the holiday week, and we've got a lot coming up on the show, so let's kick things off this morning.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Tony Hsieh is trending this morning, the retired CEO of online retailer Zappos, visionary entrepreneur and advocate for Las Vegas's downtown revitalization, died on Friday at the age of 46. Now, according to a statement from Shea's DTP company, he died as a result of injuries that he sustained during a house fire on November 18th in New London, Connecticut. Now, the New London fire chief said he was unable to confirm the identity of the victim in a November 19th fire out of respect for the family, and that there is no new information to share about the cause of the blaze. The incident is still under investigation. Now, Shea's death has impacted so many around the world for his innovative workplace culture at Zappos, his delivering happiness model, his goal to revitalize downtown Las Vegas, and just his brilliance, creativity, and generosity.
You're just waking up to such this sad news on Saturday morning. Shocking, sad news, and he's done a lot for this show. Visionary, and just reading all the stories on social media of how much he gave back. We know how much he gave back to the city and what he did for downtown Las Vegas. But just on a one-on-one individual basis, to hear the stories about everything he did, such an amazing man.
Yeah, he did it without any fanfare. Mm-hmm. He never needed to be recognized for the things that he did. He wasn't about that. And yeah, just a huge, huge loss for so many people, and his impact will not be forgotten, not just on the city, just in the world, mm-hmm. in the business world, and in the world in general. He's such a humanitarian. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is Selena Gomez. The Peacock streaming service is apologizing to the singer for a Saved by the Bell episode that referenced Selena Gomez's kidney transplant in a brief scene. Now, in the episode, there's two Bayside high school students, and this is the reboot that we're talking about on Peacock. They get their phones taken away and they lose their internet access, and the students argue over who donated a kidney to the singer in 2017. Here's the scene.
No, I know for a fact that Selena Gomez's kidney donor was Justin Bieber's mom. God, I wish that I had my phone so that I could prove it.
Prove what? That you're an idiot? It was Demi Lovato's kidney. They're best friends, like you and I were.
Now, it wasn't either of them. It was actually her friend, Francia Reza. And then there was another scene that there was a graffitied wall, and it says, "Does Selena Gomez even have kidneys?" The network released a statement that says, "It was never our intention to make light of Selena's health. We've been in touch with her team and will be making a donation to her charity, the Selena Gomez Fund for Lupus Research at USC."
Did you watch any of that, or just hear the story? I didn't watch any of the show.
No, I did not watch it. And I got to admit, after that, I was like, I don't think I need to watch this. I was not really interested in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I get the joke that they're going for. You can't settle a bet because you don't have internet access or you don't have your phone. We've all been in that situation. But yeah, put some thought into the joke, at whose expense they're making the joke.
Yeah, who they're going to hurt when they make it. So that is trending. Cyber Monday and Black Friday are trending. Today is Cyber Monday. And if you missed out on some of the Black Friday deals, no need to worry. There's plenty to be had. My email is already just packed with emails. I haven't even had time to go through it this morning, but retailers, they're rolling out the deals as they realize that the pandemic is not affecting holiday shopping at all. Black Friday online sales, they hit a new record this year, spending an estimated $9 billion on U.S. retail websites. That is a 22% increase over 2019. So people are spending money. Meanwhile, traffic, though, to physical stores, that plummeted as store visits dropped by 52%. Experts believe people will still shop for the holidays in person, but will instead go during the week when crowds are smaller.
I went to Nordstrom's on Saturday for the first time since February. Wanted to get a couple things and a couple gift cards and whatnot. So I went down there, and it was There were people down there, but it was definitely quiet. And I was talking to some of the employees. Like, yeah, it's definitely on the lighter side. But they were saying that their online ordering is insane. And they have the curbside pickup. And you can walk up and pick up in the store. Like it's insanity how crazy the online business is doing right
now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the primary way that people are spending mm-hmm. their cash, trying to stay home and stay healthy. So that is trending this morning. And then Krispy Kreme is trending. They are running a special in honor of Cyber Monday, a promotion today where they are offering a free original glazed dozen with the purchase of any dozen today. So all you got to do is start your online order for delivery or pickup through the Krispy Kreme website or app. Add a dozen of whatever your choice is to your cart, and then add an original glazed dozen to the cart. Enter the promo code Cyber Monday at checkout to finalize your order, and boom, you get it for free. Keep in mind, the offer is not available for purchase in their store, only online. But I'll be honest, after just eating a lot over the last week, donuts are the last thing on my mind right now.
Let's do it.
Now.
Just one more day, Mercedes. Oh, one more day of gluttonous. Come on.
I still feel full. I woke up this morning with that full feeling. Like, this is not going to bode well for the rest of the day. So there you guys go. As always, if you missed anything from what's trending, you can catch up on our website at mix941.fm. And that's what's trending for Monday, November 30th.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1307.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is Monday morning, November 30th, and we are back. Took some time off for the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully a lot of you were able to do that. And if not, that means you're very essential and we appreciate you. Welcome to the show. It is so good to be back. Missed you guys so much. And it sounds like we did pretty much the same thing. A lot of eating, a lot of watching shows, a lot of catching up on the chores that we needed to do. I don't know if you remember, though, I said, you got to hold me accountable for something. I need to clean my closet. I need to go through everything. I need to reorganize it. I need to do that. And I'm telling you, I will do it on that week off. And guess what?
Hold on one second. You did clean the closet?
I did not. I did not. No, I meant to, and then I kept finding things to distract me, and I did not do it. That is my goal for our Christmas break now.
Plenty of time, yes.
I pushed it off because, dang it, I really wanted to do that too. I was all set up, and then I was just like, ugh. I went in my closet one day to unbox some Christmas presents and start kind of organizing them in piles for who's for who, and I'm sitting there on the floor looking up, and I'm like, I should really start doing this. Let's start. And I stood up and I was like, nah, I changed my mind. And I walked right out. So, no, I did not do it. I'm so ashamed of myself. But, you know, what can you do?
You know, the week just gets by. You sit there and say, on Monday, maybe you thought about it. And then, you know, I got a week. And then Tuesday, you're like, I'll do it tomorrow. And then you start getting over Thanksgiving. And then think you'll do it Black Friday. And next thing you know, here we are Monday.
I know. Did you accomplish anything grandiose over the break?
I got down a lot of shows. So, Crown, I think we started talking about before break. But I jumped into The Crown, the current season. I didn't watch any of the other ones, but I got all in on this current season of The Crown. Finish that. Did you finish it?
Yes, I did.
It ended, obviously, you want more. I was expecting more to happen in the season, but I was very happy with that. And then we started and finished The Undoing on HBO Max. Have you seen this one?
I have not, but I've heard a lot about it.
That's Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, Donald Sutherland, a couple other actors and actresses as well that you might know. And it's really, really good. And we started that on Wednesday and finished it by Thanksgiving night, and then the final episode was last night, so we're done with that series. That was a fantastic one. And then we started watching on HBO Max The Flight Attendant with Kaley Cuoco.
Yeah, that's one that I started watching too. That's not expecting what that was about. I did not really know. So that's a good one. We didn't finish that. We're still watching that. As a matter of fact, I watched that right before I went to bed last night. So
that's and they're releasing that like three episodes at a time. So I think episodes 1 through 3 were released last week. So what did you think of it? Because it's based on a book, and I read the book. What do you think of the series? What do you think of the show?
I think it's good. It's very suspenseful. I didn't think it was going to be about what it's about. And so I was a little surprised. It's very, very nerve-wracking at times, but I like it so far. I think it's really good.
They tweaked it a little bit than the book. There's a little bit more comedy than it was in the book. So it took me two episodes to get used to the flow. But after two episodes, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, I really like it. That's a good one. I finished The Crown like you did. What else? The Mandalorian. Oh my gosh. They finally told you what Baby Yoda's name was. And that, I'm not going to give it away because, you know, I don't want to ruin it for people. But that was kind of a surprise. That was good. Tons of movies. A lot of holiday movies and series that we watch. So basically accomplished nothing last week.
Let's spin
and
it.
Happy
no,
about
no.
It.
You got some shows done. You accomplished some shows.
Like I needed to accomplish. You know, I really need to accomplish watching television. I really do. And I succeeded.
Thank you. Yeah, it's the same way. I need to accomplish a couple shows. And we did it. Pat ourselves on the back. So coming up here in the dirt, Jennifer Lopez, she dropped new music over the weekend. We'll give you some of that. And George Clooney dropped a surprise as well. Audio for that one and details are coming up in just about 7 minutes. 24 karat golden mood on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
George Clooney says he's been cutting his own hair for 25 years, mostly using a Flowbee. That's the vacuum cleaner-like hair cutting device that they sold on infomercials back in the day, and he said he still uses it. So here's the actual audio from CBS Sunday Morning.
And have you been cutting your own hair?
I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years.
So it has nothing to do with quarantine?
No. Years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee, which when we
you
were
did
kids,
not.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go,
is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
That is awesome.
Hair looks good, too.
I don't think I believe him. I think he's messing with us. There's no way. Number one, do they even make those still? He's still using, what is that, the 80s or the 90s? There's no way.
I want to say that was 80s that thing came out.
I don't believe him. I think he's just like, yeah, that's what I use. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Sales of the Flowbee have gone through the roof, by the way. Some people want a street named after Ryan Reynolds in his hometown of Vancouver. But Ryan Reynolds says it's a, quote, a hard pass. So why? He tweeted, very kind, but hard pass. If traffic sucks, everyone will say Ryan Reynolds is a mess or Ryan Reynolds is really backed up. My brothers would enjoy this way too much.
That's, it is an honor, but I could see his point on that for sure.
It's like we had Channing Tatum on the show. We're talking about when he got an action figure, his own G.I. Joe action figure, and he was very excited. Until his buddies got a hold of that action figure and started doing appropriate things with that action figure.
Exactly.
This is, I didn't realize, notice this or know this because it wasn't revealed until recently. But so Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they spent their first Thanksgiving in California at their home in Montecito. Meghan's mom, Doria, was there and she's apparently helping the couple heal after Meghan's miscarriage. So Meghan revealed the pregnancy loss in an op-ed for the New York Times saying that it happened last year, and the royal family has been very supportive as well, but she kind of kept that a secret and just revealed this in an op-ed that was released just last week.
That there's it shouldn't be taboo to speak of it, but it is for some reason. We as women look at ourselves as failures when that happens, and it's just it's a terrible thing, and my heart goes out to her, and I just have so much respect for her for speaking about that. I can't even put it into words. That's just, that's so brave of her.
I want to go back and read the entire op-ed. I was kind of scanning through it, and she talked about it happening in July. I'm assuming, I think it was July of 2019, but the title of the op-ed is The Losses We Share, Perhaps the Path to Healing Begins with These Three Simple Words. Are you okay? It's so true.
I thought it was this past summer.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. She said this past summer and started about July, so it would be July of 2020 then.
Yeah. I thought you had said 2019.
No,
I'm sorry.
In my mind, I was thinking going back a year ago being 2019. Over the weekend, Jennifer Lopez dropped a new single. It's called In the Morning. Here is some new music from Jennifer Lopez.
Say it in the morning, not just in the evening, only when you want my body.
Baby, love me like you mean it, not just in the evening, only when you want Did you see the cover art for this new single?
I did. That she looks incredible.
She does.
I just don't even know how she can be a real person. She is just, and it's funny because the first thing I noticed was her body. Obviously, it was so gorgeous, but it said Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer in the Morning, and I thought the first thing I thought of was, oh my gosh, is she doing a morning show now? Are you kidding me? I hope she's not on in Las Vegas. I don't want to have to go up against her. And then I realized that was the name of the song. I was like, oh, okay.
Hey guys, J-Lo here. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. We're going to do the Hot 3 coming up in a few minutes.
Playing Heads Up with J-Lo. Coming up next hour. So the Grammy nominations were announced last week, and there's a lot of backlash over some of the snubs, and more artists are speaking out. We'll break it down coming up next hour, right around 7:15.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
It's Taylor Swift on Mix 94.1. Grammy nominations came out last week, and Taylor Swift, she got nominated for quite a few. We're going to talk more about that later on this morning. It is 6:32, Mercedes in the Morning. Welcome back. If you had the Thanksgiving holiday off, we did. It's so good to be back. What did you guys end up doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving itself, we did. It was just my wife and I, and we did a vegan Thanksgiving. My wife has been doing this vegan meal prep service the past month, I guess, and the guy who puts it together said he was making vegan Thanksgiving dinners if he wanted to get one. And we're like, yeah, sounds great. Because you and I talked about that we're more about like the sides and the actual turkey itself. So on the delivery came Wednesday, and it was all kinds of delicious vegan sides. And my plan was on Thanksgiving morning to run to Whole Foods or Sprouts and actually just buy a couple slices of turkey. So I had some turkey to go with it. And I actually went out Thursday morning to get a couple odds and ends. I'm like, you know what? I'll just stick with the sides that we got. I don't need turkey. My wife doesn't want turkey. I don't need it. So there we are about an hour away from getting ready to heat up the vegan sides and everything. And that's when the craving started. I'm like, I want turkey. I'm like, why did I not buy a couple slices of turkey? I'm going to miss turkey on Thanksgiving. What am I going to do? Well, one of our friends, my wife saw earlier that day in the day, and she was making a big Thanksgiving Day feast, and she offered us to A, come over, but she said, we're fine. We got stuff at our house. She said, B, if you guys want some food, I got plenty of extra food. So we actually ended up calling a friend, and I said, hey, can I come over and just get a couple of slices of turkey from you? And she's like, sure, absolutely. So about a half hour before dinner, I drove to a friend's house with a Tupperware container, gave them the container, and then they came out with a couple of slices of turkey for me.
You got your turkey fix.
I got my turkey fix.
That's so good. You can't have a Thanksgiving without your turkey fix.
I know, and I figured I could do it without, but it was about an hour before go time. Like, man, why didn't I get any slices of turkey? So a friend, her name is Lynn, and she came through in the clutch for us. So it was a wonderful Thanksgiving meal on our end. How was yours?
It was good. I ended up cooking. We did order our turkey, and we got our turkey in time. I know I was talking about that before, about how I ordered a turkey for myself and for my mom. It was just a turkey breast, and just because the four of us are not going to eat a whole turkey, there's just no way. So we got our turkey breast on time. We got it that Wednesday, and I kept calling my mom, like, did you get yours? And I even called the company. I'm like, do you have a tracking number for this turkey? I got to make sure she gets it in time. And she got hers also. So I was very happy about that.
Very nice.
So come Thursday morning, I woke up early and I just started cooking. I started making stuff. I made stuffing. I made macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, some green beans. And I think that was it. So I just started prepping stuff early in the morning. And there's one thing I noticed. I wouldn't call this a disaster per se, but did anybody have a Thanksgiving disaster? 702-364-9400. Was something with the food, something with your family, where it's just like, oh my gosh. For me, the disaster, and again, on the grand scale of things, it's not that bad, but it drives me insane. After all this cooking is done, and I was in the kitchen for, you know, 4 to 5 hours just getting stuff ready. When it's all said and done, my house smells like onions. It just stinks. And I used onions in the stuffing, and I'm sauteing it. And, you know, it smells good when you're making it, but it just is the linger. And I cannot get that smell out of my house for like 2 or 3 days after the fact. I light every candle, I Febreze things, and it just lingers. Does anyone have a solution for the smell linger after you cook in your house. It went up into our bedrooms. I was sleeping that night and I'm like, oh, it just, like, my blanket smelled like it. It just stinks.
Do you, when you cook a big meal like that, do you open windows? Like, especially upstairs. I'm the same way. The odor, it's naturally just floats upstairs. So if I'm cooking for a great length of time, I'll open up my windows upstairs to get some fresh air flowing and also have a spot for the smell to escape. Were windows open?
I have windows open in the kitchen. I have the fan on the stove.
While cooking?
While cooking, I do all of that. And I cannot get the smell to just depart my situation. And I don't understand why it's staying for so long. I get it, maybe that day, but it was 2 or 3 days. I lit so many candles. I sprayed with air freshener and everything. So I am open to all and any suggestions, because if I'm going to continue doing this, and maybe it's just the sheer amount of food I had, because we normally don't make that much, my house will smell like the kitchen will smell for that day, but it usually goes away. This one would not go away.
Have you thought about going in? Because I think it's a different kind of smell, and it's a different way that you're producing the smell by cooking the stuff versus a candle. Have you thought about going back in and maybe baking some cookies, some nice cookies, or a pie or something in the oven that's putting out a nice sweet smell that's coming out of the oven, kind of the same process of the onions and everything else. And that way, maybe because it's a hot smell odor coming out, it might override the onions.
Well, I guess, like, I don't, the one thing that finally started to work, and Julie just mentioned this on our Facebook page, wax melts. I got out the wax melts, and there's one particular scent of wax melts that I swear will kill any scent in your home, no matter what. And it's like the pine needle smell, the Christmas tree smell. And as soon as I put those on there, that started going through the house. So for a while, it smelled like onions and Christmas trees, but then eventually that kind of overtook it. But man, it is just, it is so disgusting. I hate it. This is why I don't cook big things like that.
How many days did you guys do leftovers for?
Three. Yeah. I tried last night, and my husband's like, I'm done. I can't do anymore. I was like, all right. No salmonella for us.
Safe. The weekend, blinding lights. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and her new album, Miley Cyrus, new album, Plastic Hearts, just came out this past Friday.
Here we go! It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
Some great news just breaking this morning. Pharmaceutical company Moderna plans to apply today to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine. So the company will ask the FDA to review an expanded data set showing that the vaccine is 94.1% effective at preventing COVID-19 and 100% effective at preventing severe cases of the disease.
Wow.
Yeah, huge, huge news this morning. Moderna's chief medical officer said he became emotional when he saw the data Saturday night. Dr. Tal Zak says, it was the first time I allowed myself to cry. We have a full expectation to change the course of this pandemic. Moderna will become the second company to apply to the FDA for emergency use authorization for a coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer applied on November 20th with data showing similar efficacy, and the FDA will meet with its advisory committee in December to review the applications. The first vaccines in the United States are expected to take place towards the latter part of December. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. So that's just huge news. That happened so fast.
It really did. That's amazing news to start this week. It's unbelievable.
I love it. Also this morning, so I'm not sure people need an excuse to consume more chocolate at this time of the year, but here's one for you anyway. According to a new study out of the University of Birmingham in England, drinking hot chocolate can make you smarter. The researchers say it's because of some molecules in cocoa called flavanols, and they make your brain work faster and more efficiently. There's only one downside. If your brain is already functioning really well, the flavanols will not help you out. And since you're a genius, that means you. But for the rest of us, bring on the hot chocolate.
I've had a lot of chocolate. We got into chocolate bars last week. That was like our go-to dessert was chocolate bars. I've been eating a lot of chocolate the past week.
Well, then maybe this is just showing how brilliant you are.
I'm not feeling it right now, though.
No?
So no, maybe I need more. Maybe I need it like in a drink form. I'm not feeling it right now.
All right. Finally, this morning, do bad pickup lines ever work? Well, 55% of Americans wish they were outlawed, but 1 in 3 say a cheesy pickup line has actually worked on them before. And women are more likely to have success with them than men. 42% of men say they have fallen for a one-liner compared to 27% of women. Have you ever fallen for a cheesy pickup line?
I'm trying to think if one was dropped on me. The only one that I remember using kind of a gag was the old sugar. You're at a restaurant and you see someone you're attracted to and you pick up the packet of sugar. You go, excuse me, you just dropped your name tag.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so adorable.
Sugar.
Yeah. Well, so here are some of the most cringeworthy pickup lines, if that one wasn't cringy enough for you. I got my library card, so now I'm checking you out. Let's see here. Do you like raisins? Well, how do you feel about a date? That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with my phone. It doesn't have your number in it. That would never work for me. That's bad. Feel my shirt. Do you think it's made of boyfriend material?
That's good.
Oh, my
gosh. I love that one.
I'm not touching you. I must be in a museum because you're a work of art. Are you a time traveler? Because I can see you in my future. And my name is Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight? That's funny, you know, because Microsoft always crashes. I love it.
I just looked some up here. Tell me if these would work on you, Mercedes. I'm lost. Can you give me directions to your heart?
No.
Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
I would kind of laugh at that because it's so cheesy.
Last one. Is there an airport nearby or is it my heart taking off?
Oh, my gosh. Stalker. No.
Creepy. Get out of here.
It's not going to work. Bye-bye. There's McCarran down the street.
All right. Coming up next hour, we do have some dirt, and we're talking about the Grammy nominations that came out last week and some of the snubs. And there's actually a lot of artists speaking out about the snubs over the Grammy nominations. Details coming up at 7:15.
Sublime on Mix 94.1. It is 7 o'clock, Mercedes in the morning. Hopefully you guys are coming off of a great Thanksgiving Day weekend. Spend time with your families or maybe apart from your families like a lot of us. But we're hoping you're all safe out there. So happy to be back. We had a couple of days off. And it sounds like you had a good time just hanging out with your wife, getting caught up on some stuff. Same thing here. I will say, though, there was definitely a dark spot over the weekend for, I think, a lot of people. We were talking about this earlier in What's Trending. Tony Hsieh, the retired CEO of online retailer Zappos, just a visionary, an advocate, just an amazing man. He passed away over the weekend. He died as a result of injuries that he sustained during a house fire on November 18th in New London, Connecticut. They are still investigating the cause of the blaze, and his death has just impacted so many people around the world. He touched so many lives, whether you worked at Zappos, whether you were part of his downtown revitalization project, whether you just knew him as a friend. And it was, my heart still hurts just talking about it. He was so good to us, to this show, and he's going to be so missed.
Yeah, just devastating news, seeing that on Saturday morning, waking up to that news. And you and I have had some interactions with him over the years, and there's one for me that stands out and just shows his generosity, and it goes back to our Teacher Appreciation Party. We do this every summer. It's a big party for teachers and hand out gift cards to teachers. And it was all set up. This was probably about 3-4 years ago. It was all set up. We were locked in. We're giving out $10,000 worth of gift cards to teachers. And we had a sponsor tied in to take care of everything. And the thing started to unravel. I want to say it was like the week before, because you and I were at a radio convention in Chicago when the whole thing started to unravel. Like, what are we going to do? We had the party lined up. We already started talking about it. But our sponsor, for whatever reason, was starting to fall out. And I think you're the one that said, maybe we should call Tony Hsieh and Zappos. So we called. We literally called him from Chicago and said, hey, we're kind of in a bind, hoping that maybe through your generosity, you'd be able to help us out. And he's like, how much do you guys need? We lost a $10,000 sponsor. Done. He's like, my people will call you and take care of it. Done. No more questions. Done. And that's how generous of a guy he was. Just like that. He made it happen.
If you have had any sort of interaction or a story that you can tell about Tony, we would love to hear it right now. You can call us or text us at 702-364-9400. That's his legacy. That is what he will be known for, is little kind acts like that with no expectations on the other end. And just to lose this amazing man at only 46 years old, it's just heartbreaking. I have a couple of really quick, funny stories about him. Back when like Twitter first kind of started, I was on pretty early and he was on pretty early, and he was using the @Zappos was his Twitter name before he kind of handed it over to the company. Uh-huh. And so he was tweeting at Zappos. And I remember I followed him on Twitter, and he direct messaged me saying, is this really you? And I wrote him back like, yes, is this really you? And he's like, yes. And so we started DMing on Twitter, just like, oh my gosh, I love Twitter. So do I. And he said, hey, if you ever need my cell, here's my number. And he sent it. But he didn't realize that he sent it in a tweet.
Oh, no.
Not in a direct message. So he tweeted out his personal cell phone number. All of a sudden, I notice it on my feed, and I immediately called him. I'm like, you just tweeted out your phone number. He's like, oh my gosh. So he quickly deleted it. And it was just so funny. He's like, oops, I guess I'm still getting the hang of that. And then another thing that happened that was so funny. My husband and I were going to see No Doubt in concert, and there was like this little pre-party. This was like one of their kind of reunion tours. And there was a little pre-party that my husband and I went into, and he texted me asking, are you here? And I said, yeah, where are you? And so we met up and we're talking, and he says, I want to do something really cool. Are you ready? And I was like, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to introduce you to someone who is so awesome. I'm like, okay. So I'm just looking around me. I'm like, he goes, close your eyes and come with me. And I'm like, my husband's kind of walking with us. Like, what the heck? Where are we going? And he goes, okay, open your eyes. And I open my eyes and he goes, Mercedes, this is MC Hammer. MC Hammer, this is Mercedes. And he introduced me to MC Hammer, and it was just the funniest thing because I was like, what is happening?
Your eyes are shut walking. Oh my gosh. You follow Tony Shea. Yeah.
I still have that picture of me, Tony, and MC Hammer. I'm going to try to find it. Maybe we could post it. It was the funniest thing. And I just busted up laughing. My husband's laughing. Tony's laughing. MC Hammer's like, what's so funny? Like, why are you guys all laughing at me? It was so great.
We went to get a tour of Zappos back when it was still in Henderson, before they made the move to downtown. And I remember walking through there, and someone was giving us the tour, and we turned the corner, and he pops out from the cubicle. He's like, hey guys, how's it going? Like, hey, where's your office? Like, this is it right here. Cubicle in the center with everyone else. That's the kind of guy he was.
He never had his own office in the corner with a view. That was not his style.
And then he gave us the tour of the place. And then remember when we finished, we were leaving, there was a room with all these books, all these business books. And he told us, like, any books catch your eye? And he suggested a couple books. And he's like, here you guys go. And I think you and I were both like, oh, we'll bring them back. And he's like, no.
Well, one of the books was Delivering Happiness, his book.
Own, yeah.
Jennifer is on the phone. Hey, good morning, Jennifer.
So good morning, Mercedes. I actually worked with Zappos in Henderson, and 2020 came to interview him. So it was probably one of the best days we had there. But Tony was awesome. So we're all really mourning the loss of him. So thank you for talking about him. He's done a lot for Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
Downtown, but Halloween's, all the things that they did were marquee. We were able to go have a huge party when it just first opened, and the Garth Brooks Theater, so all the hands events.
I'm sending cool. you our love, because I can hear it in your voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just, it's heart wrenching. And just to, he wanted people to have fun at work, and he wanted his work family to have fun outside of work. And it's just, he was such a visionary. He really just changed the model of the culture at work and made it a team atmosphere. We're getting inundated with text right now at 702-364-9400. This one says he gave summer jobs to high school foster kids. This one says the Christmas after October 1, Zappos gave every employee at Sunrise Hospital and Sunrise Children's Hospital a $75 gift card for our hard work and efforts after the Route 91 event. It was greatly appreciated. I'm sure he had something to do with that. May he rest in peace. I was talking to my husband about this. Does anyone know the procedure for getting a street named after someone? Because I want to start it. I know it's a simple, small thing, and it isn't truly reflective of the amazing man he was, but I feel like we need to have some sort of a street named after him, just to honor him. And I don't know how we make that happen. Do you know? Is there some sort of an application, or do I... can we go speak at a city council meeting? Does anybody know?
Yeah, let us know what the process is. We can reach out to, I'm sure Mayor Goodman would be the good starting point. We can reach out to her people and see what the process is. But yeah, maybe somewhere downtown too. Tony Shea Street, because how much he did for downtown Las Vegas. Somehow
yeah,
get the ball rolling.
Near the Windstream Park that he lived in downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. If anyone knows, please call us or text us or email us, because I would love to get that started. I think that's the least that we could do after his contributions to this city.
So much for this town. Yeah, let us know. 702-364-9400. And we've got more coming up next. That's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. I hope it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Let's start with this one here. David Prose died on Saturday. So he was 85, and David was the guy in the Darth Vader suit in the original Star Wars trilogy. Now, George Lucas offered him either, that was interesting, offered him either Darth Vader or Chewbacca, and he chose Darth Vader because, as he says, the villain is always more memorable and more fun to play.
I like that he went with that, but it was a shame that he couldn't use his own voice or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And then also, too, he didn't get to show his face either, because when the mask was removed at the end of Return of the Jedi, they used a different actor to reveal Darth Vader's face.
So it's really three people who played Darth Vader, if you put it all together.
James Earl Jones, face guy, and then the guy that was in the suit.
The body guy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So no spoilers here, but with The Mandalorian, Baby Yoda now has an official name. Mercedes not giving the name away, but do you like the name of, or Baby Yoda's official name?
It's not what I expected, and I'll still probably call him Baby Yoda, but, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of surprised. It just didn't match but what I had in mind. But then again, what did I think it should be? I don't know. I guess I pictured it being something really cute, like BB or I don't know.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
And how old is Baby Yoda? Because Yoda himself is a very old man. How old is Baby Yoda?
I have no idea.
Is he like 2 years old, 3 years, 40, 60? How old
is
he?
Oh, he's 40. He's 40.
Is he 40?
Yeah. Now that you say that, because when the Mandalorian was looking for, they said, this is, you know, the person we're looking for is 40 years old. So he's picturing like some 40-year-old person and they see him. So I believe he is 40. Yes.
All right. So the 63rd Grammy Awards will take place on Sunday, January 31st on CBS. They announced the nominations last week. Beyoncé leads with 9 nominations. Taylor Swift, Dua Lipa, and Roddy Ricch come in second with 6 nominations apiece. So Song of the Year, Beyoncé, Black Parade, Roddy Ricch, The Box, Taylor Swift, Cardigan, Post Malone, Circles, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, Her, I Can't Breathe, and then If the World Was Ending, which is J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels. So let's talk about some of the snubs. The Weeknd, 0 nominations for The Weeknd. I don't understand how that happens.
That was very surprising to me. I thought he had one of the biggest hits of the year with Blinding Lights. The whole album is fantastic, so I really don't understand how that happened.
Blinding Lights became the longest running song in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 ever, and it didn't get 1 Grammy nomination. Now, Halsey went off on the Grammys after not getting any nominations, and she suggests that the process often comes down to behind-the-scenes campaigning and poorly disguised bribes, and she called for transparency and reform.
And if that's the case, absolutely. But I also, I hope this isn't just like poor sportsmanship, you know? Like,
just
I didn't get nominated, so now I'm lashing out. I'm sure everyone thinks they deserve to be nominated for a Grammy who puts their heart and soul in their music. But I will say that weekend one was really a surprise.
Big time. Did anyone watch the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight on Saturday night? It was a draw. I watched most of it. And the most entertaining thing was Snoop Dogg and his commentary. Did you see it on Saturday?
No, I didn't watch it. Did you buy it?
No, I went to Twitter to just get the results. And at that, it was late. It was around 9 o'clock. And at that point, the undercard was internet star Jake Paul. He had just knocked out NBA player, former NBA player Nate Robinson, and he knocked him out. And there was a bunch of live streams on Twitter. So I watched one of the live streams on Twitter. So I saw that, but I did not pay for it.
Jake Paul, the YouTuber?
Yeah, he had a fight.
Oh, that's why he was trending. I just assumed he said something idiotic again.
Oh, he knocked this guy out.
Okay, I saw the replay of that, the blonde guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was, I didn't put two and two together. Man, that guy's annoying.
I don't even know who he is. He's a YouTube guy?
He's a big YouTuber, yeah.
So, but Snoop Dogg was doing commentary, and it was rather amusing. He was at one point giving commentary on Tyson and Jones, and he compared them to two of his uncles fighting. Here's Snoop Dogg from Saturday night.
Tyson all over Roy Jones Jr. Snoop.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue. get your uncle out of the game. You go meet me in the backyard. I'm tired. Meet me back here, huh?
It looks like two of his uncles fighting at the barbecue.
I kept seeing just people talking about how he really does deserve his own role as play-by-play commentator for other sports like basketball, or that you need to get him to
put
do that.
Put him in the booth for Monday Night Football or something. It'd be awesome. If you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, this might help. Tonight, the Disney Holiday Sing-Along, 8 o'clock on ABC. Ryan Seacrest hosts, and we got performers including Leslie Odom Jr., Kerry Washington, BTS, Pink, Katy Perry, Michael Bublé. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock. And then speaking of Ryan Seacrest, it looks like he's going all in on New York City. He's selling his L.A. home. So he bought it from Ellen in 2012 for $39 million. And listing price, $85
million. Wow. That's goodbye, L.A. You could call one of the realtors on Selling Sunset. I'm sure they take care of it for you. Don't ask Christine. She is very mean.
Oh, she's the mean one on the show?
Oh, my. Ask Mary. Amanza, Chrishell, you can ask one of them.
All right, we just mentioned the Grammy nominations. Dua Lipa nominated with this song right here, Don't Start Now. It's Mix 94.1.
Dua Lipa on Mix 94.1. If you saw her concert that she had, the virtual concert, oh my gosh, it was so good. And she was definitely rewarded in the form of some Grammy nominations. It is 7:29 Monday morning. Welcome back. We missed you guys. We were off for a couple of days for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and hopefully you guys had some time off too. I'm just kind of looking at my list of all the things that I wrote, like that I did over the those few days, and it's like watched this, watch this, ate this, cooked this. It's like, oh my gosh, did I accomplish anything? No, not really.
Yes. Check it off. Accomplished. I finished the series The Undoing on HBO Max. Check that off. You finished The Crown, right?
I did finish The Crown.
Check
I don't know
off.
If that's like a huge accomplishment
I got to
brag about, but you know, we did some things. It was a nice one, though. I really did enjoy it. It was kind of, you know, ups and downs, just this whole quarantine stuff. It's starting to get to me. I don't know if anyone else feels it. It's like, oh, I'm so over it.
Oh, I think everyone's over this whole thing. Oh, my gosh. I felt really bad because a friend of ours, she was in a 3-year relationship, and the boyfriend, they broke up. He dumped her, and he did it via text, and he did it the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about getting
it. That's terrible.
Doesn't that stink? And she was not in the best of spirits on Thanksgiving. I completely understand, because the reasoning why. He was going to fly out and join her here in Las Vegas. They don't live together in California, but they spent a lot of time together. She came out to be with her family, and he was going to fly out. And so he literally told her, hey, this thing's not working. Ending it. won't be out there for Thanksgiving. All this the day before the big holiday on Thursday.
Oh, man. How's she doing?
She's doing better. Thursday, we spoke to her, and she was not in the best of spirits. And understandably why, because her boyfriend broke up with her via text the night before Thanksgiving. Is that what's like the worst way? Or have you been dumped in a really, really bad way? If so, what was it? 702-364-9400. I hear about more and more breakups being done by text message versus a phone call or an in-person breakup.
Yeah, I have a friend who was just recently dumped via text message, too. And it was like, no explanation. More like, this is just not going to work. It's like, okay, did you want to let me know why? Oh, don't worry. It's just not going to work. Okay, just so I know for future reference, can you tell me what exactly I did or what you did? Oh, it's not me, or it's not you, it's me. Like, all that stuff, it's like, don't you at least owe that person some sort of an explanation? It's got to be frustrating if you're on the receiving end of that.
And I think, too, yes, you definitely deserve an explanation. Also, too, just man up and do it either in person or, worst case, on the phone if you have to. But I just think this breaking up via text message, especially some of these long-term relationships, a three-year relationship, hey, it's not working out. I'm not going to be out there tomorrow. I think we need to go our separate ways. What? I mean, to me, that should be done in person. Worst case, a phone call, but to do it via text is just unbelievable.
It's pretty cowardly. I feel like it's the easy way out. And don't get me wrong, I have used text messaging to deliver news I didn't want to deliver in person before, or via a conversation because I was too chicken. So I've definitely done that. But the breaking up thing, I feel like that's a different level. I think that's, especially if you've invested a lot of time with that person, I feel like that is a conversation. Other things like the fact that I'm not going to go to your party because I don't feel like it. I'll shoot you a text to tell you that. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have taken the coward way out via text message to deliver news I didn't want to talk about before. I have. But breakups, I think that's a different beast there.
Yeah, to me it's different than, hey, I'm not going to make it to dinner tonight, sorry, or I'm not going to make your party this weekend, sorry. I understand that done via text, and I've done it as well, but just the relationship, for me, it should be a phone call. Now, I didn't have I text messaging when I was dating. I'm not that old. But if I were to break up, would I have done it via text? I would like to think that I would not have done it that way, at least a phone call.
Really?
I don't, that's the thing.
You don't like confrontation, I've gathered. So do you think maybe you would say, no, I think you would have. Maybe you would have started it via text.
Hey, can you talk?
Just so you know, let me give you a heads up. This is not going to go well.
Hey, we need to talk. Are you around tonight at 8? Give me a call. Oh, wait, I'm not around. I can't talk right now.
so sorry. Yeah, it's easy to say, oh, I would never do that. But I guess if you're in the situation, I feel bad for your friend, especially, you know, right before Thanksgiving, when you're thinking of all the things you're thankful for, it's like, wow, okay, I was thankful for this relationship until you ended it via text. That's terrible.
I mentioned how I went to, we didn't have actual turkey on Thanksgiving. I wanted some last minute, and a friend of ours had this extra food. That was that friend, because they were down a member joining them for Thanksgiving.
Oh, so plenty of turkey.
Yeah, exactly. So the girl's broken heart was my rewarded turkey, I guess.
Yeah, you're like, thank you for doing that, chicken man.
Chicken man, I now got turkey. All right, the Hot 3 is coming up next. What do we got?
Well, Cyber Monday is today. How many of you have already started your online shopping? What are the best deals you're going to get today? And what retailer is king when it comes to Cyber Monday? Also, a lot of people have stopped using this item during the pandemic. Are you one of them? And a guy gets his tire stolen right off his car. And wait until you hear what they replaced it with. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1.
I'm 7 years old. Lucas Graham, 7 years on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
It's Cyber Monday!
Yay!
Americans are expected to spend nearly $13 billion today. Shopping online for deals on the Monday after Thanksgiving has become another holiday tradition. But when did that happen? Well, it started way back. 2005. Yeah, when the phrase was invented by the National Retail Federation, it was picked up by the New York Times to reflect the massive surge of online buying. Cyber Monday is just a made-up holiday to get us to buy more stuff. So, what are the best deals today? One consumer group predicts you will get great prices on the following. Speakers. And that's it. No. They say whether you're looking for a full sound system or a portable Bluetooth speaker, today will be a good day to save. Also on the best deal list, toys, clothing, and laptops. And what company do you think is the busiest today on Cyber Monday?
Outside of Amazon?
No, including Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, to no one's surprise. It's Amazon, raking in over half of all online transactions today. In a distant second is Best Buy, followed by Walmart, Macy's, eBay, Target, and Kohl's.
You mentioned speakers being the hot ticket today. I got to send you this picture. I took it, gosh, last Tuesday. I mentioned this before where I get my car washed. A couple times, a guy has rolled up to me in like a Jeep Grand Cherokee offering to sell me speakers out of the back of his car. And I think it's a scam. And he's hit me twice. Well, here I am on Tuesday, turning the corner, and there's the guy selling speakers out of the back of his car. And he's got a taker. He's got someone buying speakers out of the trunk of his car. I'm sending you the picture. I took a little sneaky photo of the guy. I couldn't believe it. Like, he's got a customer. Someone's going in. Open the box. Make sure it's not filled with bricks.
Maybe we're all missing out. I was, I had to meet someone the other day at a coffee shop, and we were sitting outside, and as we're walking away, I see these two guys, and they're huddled over a box, and I look, and it's a PlayStation 5. Maybe I told this already. This was a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh, you got a PlayStation 5 there. And the one looks at me. He's like, yeah, I'm selling it to him. And the other guy looks up at me and goes, and I'm checking to make sure it's in the box. So they were unboxing it to see if it was there.
You never know. Maybe there are good deals to be had buying something out of the back of a car, but you should be cautious when you do it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hey, if this guy's selling speakers out of the back of his car, he's obviously getting some sort of a response to his sales. Otherwise, he wouldn't keep going back to the same place. It must be some sort of a hot spot.
It has to be. This is the third time. Twice he approached me, and then time number three, he's got a deal going on outside the convenience store.
That's crazy. Also this morning, odds are you're interacting with a lot fewer people than you were a year ago. So be honest. Have you stopped taking steps to look presentable?
No, I still may, there are times, that things have gotten bad, but for overall, I still maintain, my personal grooming habits.
Okay. Well, a lot of us are refraining from taking those extra steps. Maybe some of us have even stopped basic hygiene altogether. According to a new survey, the answer for plenty of people is yes. We have stopped taking steps to look presentable. Check this out. 45% of men say they shave less often than they used to. 35% of people say they spend entire days wearing what they slept in. 33% of people say they're less likely to spend any time on their hair. 24% say they're less likely to shower daily, and 14% of people say they basically stopped wearing deodorant. The survey also found 24% of people have not turned on their video for a Zoom call because they weren't properly dressed, and 23% have only gotten dressed up on the top, not the bottom, for a video call.
When we were broadcasting from home, were you still showering every day?
Yeah, I shower every day, but I just, I don't know. I just don't go through all the steps. Like, today's the first day I wore makeup in, 5 days, you know.
Since we've been here, yeah.
I didn't really curl my hair before. You're much better than I am. You're much better at upkeeping when it comes to your presentation.
Well, this is Wednesday would have been the last time I trimmed down my beard. This is growth since Wednesday. I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah, I can't, but. Yes.
Looks the same.
All right. Finally, this morning, this is one heck of a strange way to wish someone a happy Thanksgiving. A guy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, went out to his car early last week and found someone had stolen his back right tire. But they kept his car propped up by replacing the tire with a frozen turkey. The guy says, I've never seen anything like this before. I've heard of people putting bricks, but never heard of a turkey underneath. I hope you enjoy that tire because you could have gave that turkey to someone who really needed it. As far as we know, the cops have not tracked down the tire thieves. I really want to know if this guy ended up cooking this turkey or what he ended up doing with the turkey. But yeah, it was replaced. It was propped up very nicely on the Jennie-O turkey.
Good to know that frozen turkeys work as tire stands.
Yeah,
as well.
Just in case you need that, right?
A lot of football over the past weekend, and on Thanksgiving, if you watch that Cowboys Washington game, you would have seen Kane Brown right here performing at halftime. It's Be Like That. Mix 94.1.
That's Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. That song right there is nominated for a Grammy. Grammy nominations came out last week. We've got more details on that coming up. It is 8:01, Mercedes in the morning. Happy Monday after the longish holiday weekend, at least for us. Hopefully you guys got some time off too. I know it was kind of one of those weeks that a lot of people are just like, hey, so we stayed home. Oh, good. We're still staying home.
And still here.
It's starting to take its toll on a lot of people. I'm here for you. I feel that. I am like, this week, you know what we did, though, over the weekend? I was really happy. We finally put up the Christmas tree. We put up all the Christmas decorations inside the house. We had already had our lights up. And it was so funny because on a Saturday night, we're sitting in our living room where the Christmas tree is and Christmas music is playing, and we're just sitting there all talking. Like, it was very nice and very family oriented. And my daughter, who's sitting next to me on the couch, is staring at the wall, just staring at it. And I look at her and I look at the wall and I look at her and I go, "What are you looking at?" And she goes, "Is it just me? Or is that wall blue?" And the walls in our living room are actually gray. They used to be blue, like a navy blue. And then when we did our home remodel, we painted the entire downstairs. It's all one color now. Mm-hmm. It's this gray color. And I go, "No, the wall is gray." She goes, "No, look in between the windows." And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking. And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." So the painters, they painted the room, but they forgot to paint in between. There's like three windows at the front.
Oh no, they forgot it?
They forgot to paint in between the windows. And I'm like, "It is blue. Oh my gosh. I just now noticed this. How long have we been done with our home remodel? And I just now noticed that the painters forgot to paint in between the windows. So now we have a gray room with three navy blue stripes on one side.
This is your living room, though, right?
This is the living room. Now, we don't spend a lot of time in there. Does everyone have, like, that living room that's basically just, like, the showroom? The only time we go in there is when it's Christmas and we put up the tree. Otherwise, we never go in there. And so we finally sat down and actually looked around, and we realized that we have blue stripes on our wall that we didn't even notice until now. All these months later, we did that renovation over the summer. And so I'm like, I tell my husband, I'm like, "Can we call them back and ask them to finish the job? Is it too late to ask that? Like, what do we do?" It was so crazy. Have you ever noticed something so far after the fact that you're like, "How did I miss this?" 702-364-9400. And I didn't even notice until she pointed it out.
Yeah, because you're not in that room that often. And maybe B, it's just your mind look past the windows.
Yeah.
It's in between the windows itself. You're not really focusing on that spot till you sit down there. And I'm sure now when you walk in the room, the first thing you don't see is the beautiful Christmas tree. You probably see, boom, the unfinished paint job.
That's all I see now. I walk in there and I'm just like, "It's blue." I can't believe we didn't notice that. Did they forget? Did they ignore it? What is going on? I was so, like, it's really making me crazy. Every time I walk by that room, I'm just like, blue.
That's all you're going to see.
It's so frustrating. Has that ever happened where you didn't notice something? Maybe it was part of your home. Maybe it was a member of your family. It was so far after the fact. You're like, "How long has this been like this in front of me? And should we fix it now after all this time?" 702-364-9400.
It was something very random about a week ago. Maybe my dad was cleaning out some cabinets back home or something, and he found my birth certificate. So he just took a picture of it, and he sent it to me. Now, every year, I celebrate my birthday on August 10th, and then also I celebrate at 8:27 p.m. because that's when I came out of my mother's womb and was here on Earth, 8:27 p.m. Every year, 8:27. Here, I think of 5:27 because of the time difference, but I'm always thinking of that time. That's when I was born. I'm staring at my birth certificate. Time of birth, 8:14 p.m.
Oh, it's totally different.
Completely different. I mean, the date and everything else is the same, but all these years, 8:27. Hey, happy official birthday. This is when I came out. This is when I was born. No, 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 no. 8:14 p.m. is, I don't know, through the years. My mom even said every year, 8:27, 8:27. She was someone's call me at 8:27. That was the time that I was born. No, according to the birth certificate, 8:14 is when I came out.
Are you on CoStar? Do you know what CoStar is?
No.
It's an app. It's like you enter your birth date, the time of birth, all that stuff, where the moon is aligned, and every day you get a... your horoscope basically tells you just based on the time. So if you were a member of CoStar, you would have to go in and it would totally change your alignment on everything.
See? Yeah, that little thing. But yeah, it's off by so I guess I'm older than I thought by 13 minutes.
There you go. Erica, good morning. What did you notice way after the fact?
So I lived in my house for a year and a half before I noticed that one of my kitchen cabinets the cupboard door is different from all the others. All of them are like a flat shaker, and that one is a raised panel.
And how annoyed does it make you now when you walk by there?
Well, you know, it's all you ever see now. Mm. Now I need a new cabinet door or a new house.
Oh, I know. Seriously, that would make me insane, because even if they replace it with a new shaker cabinet, in your mind, you're going to be like, this one's different than the others. It wasn't all made in the same round, so therefore it is different. It would make me crazy.
Did you reach out to the painters?
My husband is supposed to today. I wanted to over the weekend. He's like, please give them the weekend off. They're probably enjoy time. I was like, you're right.
The weekend, but blinding lights on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. And that's coming up song next, that dominated the charts since the day it came
commercial
out.
Free.
That's a song that got zero Grammy nominations.
And the weekend was not happy about it. When word came down that the weekend was not nominated for any Grammys, he made a statement on Twitter saying that the whole Grammy process is basically corrupt. He says that it's just he's been wanting to choose his carefully, and Halsey said the same thing. Without coming out and saying that they're corrupt, that they are corrupt. As a matter of fact, The Weeknd even said that he was involved in prolonged and contentious talks about performing at both the Super Bowl halftime show and the 2021 Grammys. Like, they were talking. And then apparently it fell through. He said, you know, I don't think I can do the Grammys because I have this Super Bowl halftime show. I don't think it's going to work out. And then poof. Guess what? No Grammy nominations. Look at that.
That is interesting.
Do you think it's corrupt? I mean, I really think that based on that song and how well it did and how many people love that song, you would have expected it to be nominated for at least one Grammy. And that album is great. And I know it's all personal preference. Like, who's making the decisions when it comes down to it?
Is it the board? Is it a board of people that are on the Grammy board that get to select the songs? Is it radio people that are involved in the process? I don't know who is involved in that process. But if you just look at the charts alone, that just shows whether you like the song or not. The song was a hit. It's dominated the charts since it was released. And he is one of the artists, too. Back in the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of artists putting off the release of their album until things started back up again. And he's like, no, I've got new music. I'm ready to go with it. And he released his album on time. He didn't push it off like other artists did.
It's really kind of a bummer. I feel bad for him. I feel like he did deserve something. But again, it's like we're not the ones making the decisions. But it does seem odd. And then with Halsey, you know, she's saying out the same thing. She's calling out the Recording Academy and saying, you know, perhaps it's not always about the music or quality culture. She says that she's thrilled for her talented friends who were recognized this year, but that she's hoping for more transparency or reform. And I think that's justified. I think they should be a little more transparent with how they come up with their nominees.
It certainly has been an interesting year for all of us. And so let's get creative here. If you were to insert an artist or a song into the Grammy nominations, and it could be anything. Is there a song over the past year, an artist over the past year during the pandemic or lockdown that maybe you discovered or rediscovered an artist and would like to nominate them for the Grammys this year? Because I actually have an artist I'd like to nominate.
Okay, well, tell us what you got.
It's an artist that he passed away this year, a legend, and he passed away at the beginning of quarantine, the beginning of the lockdown. I'm talking about Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold
Know when to fold up.
And the reason why is Kenny has a special place in my heart over the past year because, one, I love Kenny Rogers, but when he passed away, my wife wasn't too familiar with all of Kenny's work and the backstory on his song, so one of the things we did was is we couldn't go anywhere. It was a Saturday night, and we had a bottle of wine, and we just went through the Kenny library, and I explained the meaning of the songs and certain lyrics to my wife, and I kind of educated her on Kenny Rogers, and it's very sad to lose him, but I look back on that night, it was a special night for my wife and I.
So Kenny Rogers, way after the fact,
yes,
with the Grammy nomination.
Yes.
That's respectable. I'm sure in his time he had plenty of Grammy nominations, but just for that generation or those people that were never really into Kenny Rogers, that would be a good way to honor him.
Yes, that's my Grammy selection. Kenny Rogers.
You know, I didn't see if they were actually nominated, but I'm going to say, it sounds kind of weird, but I'm going to say Blackpink. Blackpink should be nominated for a Grammy. I really feel like they're deserving, and I'll tell you partially why.
Uh-huh.
I was totally schooled on Blackpink over the holiday.
Which one's this?
This is How You Like That.
I got Ice Cream or Kill This Love.
Either one.
Okay.
You can play.
Oh, I know the song.
I was schooled on Blackpink for the past few months, but especially over break, my daughter is the biggest fan, and she's like, look, we need to talk about Blackpink, and you need to play Blackpink on your show. I'm like, well, explain. So we watched the documentary, the Netflix documentary on Blackpink. She periodically quizzes me on all the girls. I know all of them now. You've got Lisa, and Lisa's got the bangs, and she's a really good dancer. And then you've got Jisoo, and you've got Jennie, and you've got Rosé, and they all have like their different personalities, and they're all like, they're all so cute, and they're all such good dancers. And so now when I do my cycling classes, I'm looking for playlists that have Blackpink on them, and it just, the music is so much fun. It's so good. I love this song with Selena Gomez, Ice Cream. There's a little dance that you can do. So I would put Blackpink on there.
Our personal Mercedes in the Morning Grammy nominations are hands down better than the actual Grammy nominations. We got Kenny Rogers. We got Blackpink. Nudia, who do you want to add to our... This is good, Mercedes, educating us on Blackpink. Nudia, who do you want to insert into Mercedes in the Morning's Grammy nominations?
You know, did Selena ever win a Grammy?
That's a
good
question.
I don't think she ever won a Grammy.
I don't think she did, no.
And, you know, everyone's kind of talking about her, especially right now, because their Netflix show. And so I say, like, she's just like a culture icon, right? I don't think she ever won a Grammy.
You're talking about Selena that passed away in the 90s?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Selena.
Oh, Selena Gomez? No, this one.
She...
Mini, mini, mama. Ooh, I see you dancing. Come on, JC. Ooh, there we go, JC.
I got the mini, mini, mama going.
She did win a Grammy. Don't you remember, like, when she held up the... It was 1 year, and it's in the movie, too, when she's sitting there, and they're like, Selena Quintanilla, and she gets up, and she was wearing the white dress. That Selena did win a Grammy.
Okay.
Yes, I do
remember
that one.
She can win it again. In the Mercedes in the Morning Grammy nominations, you can win multiple Grammys.
That was a definite one that I remember. 702-364-9400 is our number. You can call and text us. In your personal Grammy Hall of Fame, who would win a Grammy? Maybe someone who has not been recognized for a while. Maybe it's someone that never was recognized. Like, who would it be? So we've got Kenny Rogers. We've got Blackpink. We've got Selena, who has won a Grammy, but obviously her untimely death. You know that Netflix series on Selena is coming out next week, I believe.
I just finished The Undoing, caught up on The Flight Attendant, finished The Crown, so maybe that'll be the one I jump into.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting some texts here. The Weeknd was absolutely robbed. He completely has every right to be upset. This one says, I think that Pearl Jam should be on this list. I have loved Pearl Jam for so many years, and I'm not sure if they won before, but now my kid is getting into them, and I love seeing the look on his face when he hears new music from them. New music to him, old music to me.
Yeah. Here's the latest from Pearl Jam. The new one is called Even Flow. All right, well, then we'll have the official Mercedes in the Morning Grammy nomination ceremony on January 31st. You can watch it live on CBS.
And I'll be creating a playlist with all of our Grammy nominees if you want to download that too.
This is Ava Max, Kings and Queens, Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber on Mix 94.1. He was nominated for 4 Grammys, not for that song, but for Yummy, also Best Pop Vocal Album, Pop, Best Pop Duo Group Performance, and Country Duo Group Performance with Dan and Shay for 10,000 Hours. It's 8:36, Mercedes in the morning, and we are back live. We had a few days off for the Thanksgiving holiday, and hopefully you guys had a good one too. Did you, you had mentioned that you guys had gone out a couple of times. Did you go out to like restaurants and stuff like that?
Yeah, we did dinner twice. We went on Wednesday and Saturday, so that's when the 25% capacity was in place. So we went to dinner on Wednesday. It was just a total of 3 tables set up on Wednesday night, and we went back to the same restaurant on Saturday, and same situation, 3 tables set up for dinner at the restaurant we like to go to. But on, it was either Friday or Saturday, I went to Starbucks, and I did the order advance with the app. And it was the one at Town Center. I want to say it was Friday I went there. It was the one at Town Center. So I go down there, I park, and I go walking inside to get my Starbucks. And there were a lot of people sitting outside. I think a lot of people had off on Friday. The weather was beautiful, drinking coffee, eating the porta subs that's there. And I'm walking in, I see a guy sitting there drinking his coffee. And I'm like, I know that guy. How do I know that guy? He looks famous to me. Where do I know him from? I'm thinking this as I go into Starbucks. And I get my drink, and I'm staring at the guy, and the light bulb goes off. Sons of Anarchy. That guy is in Sons of Anarchy. But I can't pinpoint his character. I just know that he's from Sons of Anarchy. So I go walking out with my coffee, and there he is. And I get kind of excited. I go, excuse me. He goes, yeah. So were you in Sons of Anarchy? And he kind of pauses, and he goes, no, but I get that.
I'm like, do you know who it was that you thought he was?
Here's the thing. He pointed. He goes, no, but I get that. I go, oh, you do? And he goes, yeah, you're thinking of the racist gang leader.
I'm oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I am.
Hi, you look like a racist gang leader. Nice to meet you. I'm a fan.
I felt so bad.
Wow.
On the show Darby, you know the character Darby? He was the leader of the Sons of Anarchy. It was one of the rival gangs. They were like a white supremacist gang. They were the bad guys. And Darby was the leader of that gang. And he was on, gosh, maybe 4 or 5. He was on it for a long time. And this guy looks just like him. Looks just like him. And I felt, and when he said that, I'm like, yes. Oh, no. Sorry. It just, I felt so bad after that.
Do you
really
do that a lot? If you see someone that you think looks like a celebrity, do you approach them? Do you talk to them?
I do. I get excited about it. It goes back to, it's just like this, I don't know, this sixth sense that I have to spot celebrities. And I do get excited when I see them. And I don't know what I was going to say if it was from Sons of Anarchy. Maybe he wants to come on the show or something. I don't know where I was going to go with it. But if I think.
No, we're good. We don't need the racist gang leader on the show.
He's not a racist gang leader in real life. That's a character.
I know. I'm kidding.
And then the guy, I'm thinking the guy should probably have, I'm sure the guy that played Darby on Sons of Anarchy was in other movies and shows, maybe not playing a racist.
And it's so sad that that's how he's going to be remembered like from now on. That's really terrible.
So have you ever gone up to someone and mistaken them for a celebrity and they're not? Or maybe you went up to a celebrity and backfired because I felt kind of bad about the whole situation, but I also thought it was kind of funny.
Or maybe someone thought you were a celebrity and you're like, no, I get that a lot. I hate to break it to you, but I am not said celebrity. 702-364-9400. I'll never forget. I was at the Ethel M. Chocolates holiday lighting ceremony, and this was last year, and I was out there, and I was doing a live shot for Las Vegas Now on Channel 8, and so I'm just sitting there with my microphone waiting to go on, and this busload of tourists came off of the bus, and they all came down, and they were told to wait there, and so they were all looking at me, and I just kind of smiled and waved, and I see one of them take their phone out and take a picture of me. And I'm like, this is awkward. And I go, I'm not famous. Just so you know, I'm not famous. And then the other person said, she's famous. And they all, they didn't hear the not. I said, I'm not famous. They all pulled out their camera phones and then they started approaching me and like, can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, and I said, I'm not famous. And they're like, mm-hmm. So they all took pictures of me. And I'm like, you guys, I promise I am not a famous person at all. And it was just so funny because there was like 4 or 5 of them that asked to take pictures of me. I have no idea what they ended up posting, like, who is this person or if they thought I was someone else, but it was the funniest thing. I had to keep telling them, I'm not famous. I promise. It was so funny.
But in their mindsets, they're getting off this bus. They see you with the cameras there and the microphone. And you, I'm famous. Oh, she's famous, everyone. We don't know what for, but she's famous.
Like, who does that if they are famous? Hi, I'm famous. I would never do that even if I was famous. And it was just the funniest thing because then someone else would take their place. Can I take a picture with you too? Of course. Yeah, but I'm not famous. Okay, well, let's take this anyway. It was so funny, so bizarre.
And then these Japanese tourists a year later are going through their photos like, oh, yes, that was the famous woman we met. We don't know what she did, but she's famous.
I don't know who she was, but she told us she was famous. I did not. I promise that.
That is awesome. All right, we got the hot three coming up next. What do we got?
All right, so will this holiday season actually be less stressful because of the pandemic? We're going to talk about that. Also, if you sleep in this position, you're more likely to get a divorce. And the aliens have reclaimed the mysterious monolith. Did you see this story?
Yeah, it's gone now?
Yeah, we'll explain. It's crazy. We're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Harry Styles, Adore You on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
So far, the pandemic has made pretty much every aspect of life a little more stressful. We can admit it. This could be different, though. According to a new survey, people are slightly more likely to say that the holiday season will actually be less stressful this year than in a normal year. And I feel this. I totally can see this happening. 52% of people say the holidays are normally stressful, but this year, that's down to 48%. So it's not a massive difference, but it is a real one, and it makes sense. This year should see less traveling, fewer parties, fewer family gatherings, fewer arguments over whose family you have to spend time with, and emptier calendars. So those are a lot of huge sources of stress that are all gone.
I completely agree with this one, too. I'm right there with you, because no travel. And that was such a big thing, too, is traveling. Whose family do you spend time with? Who do you see first? Where do you spend Christmas? What do you do Christmas Eve? It's a laundry list of stuff. You try to accommodate everyone, and you don't have to worry about that this year.
I feel like since I have not seen as many people this past year as I normally have, you know, some of my friendships have not, you know, I haven't lost friendships, but I just don't see people as much. And a big stress for me was buying Christmas presents for so many people. And I really feel like my list has gotten smaller. And now I don't have to think of, okay, what's Susie, who I see, you know, three times a week when I go to spin? What do I get? You know, now I haven't seen Susie for a long time. So maybe we can skip this year and then we'll go back to it next year.
That's a big plus. Save money on gifts. Yeah.
Yeah. I can totally see that. I'm feeling the stress leaving my body when I think about it this way.
And there was one Christmas where we did not go home. We just kind of made the decision to stay here for whatever reason. And it was just a guilt. There's no guilt, and the decision is kind of, because we're not going home for Christmas. The decision is kind of made for us for health reasons and pandemic reasons that we're just going to hang back here, and our family is cool with that. There's no anxiety of Christmas Day. Oh, we wish you were here. You should have came. Like, I really couldn't. So
there was no choice. Yeah. I was trying to stay safe. Yeah, I totally agree. Also this morning, according to new research on straight couples, there is one specific position that may signal that your marriage is in trouble. Sleeping position. I want to make sure I articulate that.
Okay.
Sleeping position. It's the female spoon. The female spoon. If you sleep in this position, this new research says you are most likely to divorce. That is when you're both on your sides and the woman is spooning the man. This new survey recently found that nearly 90% of divorced couples sleep in that position. They interviewed divorced men and women to determine whether sleep positions had any correlation with divorce. And according to the survey, 86% of respondents said the female spoon was the most common sleeping positions they found themselves in before they got divorced. And then when you add men to it went up. So what is it about this position that makes it so frequently linked to divorce? Some experts say the position is an indication that something is disconnected within the relationship. that when it comes to the woman doing the spooning, it could signal concern for the marriage, wanting to hang on, trying to show love and care for their partner, or fear in what was happening in the relationship. They said that women that tend to sleep in this female spoon position when they're not getting enough affection or attention. That's their way of getting it. So that could be a big signal right there.
Yeah! I wouldn't want that. We don't spoon that way. I'm not a big fan of spooning. If my wife were to get in that position with me, get off me. What are you doing? Yeah. Smothering me.
Either spooning. No spooning.
No spooning.
No, stay away. I make my little border with my pillow. I put it right in between. I'm like, you do not cross. I do not cross. We stay separate.
Do you allow? My wife does the same thing. She's got the pillow border, but a hand is allowed to cross. So like last night, lying in bed, my hand went under the pillow and touched her pillows. My hand on her butt. So that's kind of, we fell asleep last night. So there's crossing of the pillow is allowed to start the night off. But then once we fall asleep, I'm on my own.
Yeah, that's how we fall asleep, with our hands, holding hands. And then when our hands get sweaty, that's when we turn on our sides and go to sleep. All right, finally this morning, if you missed this, earlier this month, a mysterious alien-looking 10-foot monolith structure was spotted in the middle of the desert in Utah. The two best theories behind it was, one, it was an art installation, or two, it was the work of aliens. Well, the aliens came back for it. The monolith, it vanished over the weekend, and the Bureau of Land Management says they didn't remove it. So the local sheriff's department is now investigating both where it came from and where it went. Did you see the tweet that Southwest Airlines put out about it?
No, what did they say?
It's so funny. They're like, thank you, we took it back, this was ours. And they had on there like 31 through 54 arrow, it looked like 55. It looked exactly like one of those things that they have when you're boarding a Southwest Airlines flight.
What is the, I just kind of saw the headline in the news over the past week, haven't really following it that closely. It just, this thing just appeared out of nowhere, and it was 10 feet deep into the ground?
Yeah, it's just so bizarre, because there were these hikers, and they were like off the beaten path, and they just walked up and like, What even is this?
Uh-huh.
And so they were trying to figure out what the structure was all about. They said, you know, maybe it's aliens, who knows? You know, they couldn't move it. And then they said it's like 10 or 12 feet high. And then they figured it was probably some sort of art installation. And then just boom, out of nowhere, it disappears. And they have no reasonable explanation for where it went. They didn't see anyone take it. It's just gone.
No one was watching anything with cameras after it was discovered. It just disappears. It's fascinating to me.
I know. I seriously wanted, is this like a Banksy thing? Did he like pop in there, put it in? Is it going to wind up somewhere else? I don't know. But if you have any information on the monolith, let us know.
An alien dropped it. Like, where's my monolith? Oh, it's down there on Earth. Let me go get it back.
Thank you for finding it.
Incubus, Drive, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, doing 60 plus minutes commercial free.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. There's Incubus, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, Vanessa just sent us a text on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400, wanting to hear some Dua Lipa this morning. We're going to get that on for you in just a couple of minutes. It is 8:58. We were just talking about a story in the Daily Dirt about the sleeping position that signals you are most likely to divorce. And that sleeping position is the female spoon, where you're both on your sides and the woman is spooning the man. Apparently that is a signal that she's trying to get attention, that she's trying to reach out to you, and you're not perceptive and you're not wanting it. That's why you've got your back to her. So that's according to this new research that has come out. And we were talking about how we fall asleep and how we both kind of hold each other's hands, our spouse's hands, when we fall asleep. Has your wife ever done something really weird in her sleep, or is anyone married or sleeping with next to someone that did something really weird in their sleep? So this was on this past Friday night. We're sleeping and all of a sudden the bed starts like moving. I'm laying there and I'm full on sleep and I feel it shaking. And I thought, oh my gosh, is there an earthquake? And it would stop. And then I kind of stopped and I looked around and nothing was moving. And then I felt it again. It's like, and I look and it's my husband and his legs are moving like so weird. They're like moving up and down. And I'm like, what is he doing? And so I put my hand on his arm and I don't want to startle him. I just put my hand on his arm and he keeps doing it. And then I kind of give him a squeeze and he's like, huh? And I go, you okay? Your legs are moving weird. He's like, oh God, that's so weird. I turned out I was riding a bike. So he was like actually pedaling in his sleep. It was the funniest thing. He's been doing the indoor cycling like me. And I guess maybe he was dreaming that he was on the bike taking a class. And he's like, and his legs were just moving along to it. It was the funniest thing.
Okay, what's the weirdest thing your spouse or maybe you have done while sleeping? 702-364-9400. For a second there, I thought maybe it was doing like the warm up the bed trick. You ever get in the bed and it's your feet are really cold? At least I do this. I'll get in there, my feet are cold, so I'll move them really fast. Just to kind of create some heat down there around my feet to warm them up. But Matt's in a dead sleep, pedaling in his sleep.
Yeah, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it was okay. Normally I'd be like, okay, yeah, maybe his feet are cold or something. No, he was full on taking a class in there and spinning very well, I must say. But then he would stop. So I asked him the next morning, I'm like, do you remember how you were pedaling in your sleep? And he's like, vaguely. I go, what were you dreaming? He goes, I don't know. I think I was in a class. And then he's just like, I'm having a hard time remembering it. It was just so funny. And I guess that's payback for all the times where I always flip up my hands above my head to fall asleep. And there's so many times when I've flipped them up and I just smack them in the head on accident. I swear everyone's like, yeah, sure, accident. But it's total accident. I don't mean to. I always feel so bad. That's why we have the pillow border now, so I can't hit him.
There's protection there. Does he kick you? Did he kick you when he was pedaling?
No, it was just moving the bed. It was just, I just felt myself kind of moving. I'm like, what is going on here? Does your wife ever do that?
She does a thing almost every night, at least if she falls asleep before me, where her whole body will jerk. She'll be starting to, and that's how I know she's asleep. And sometimes it's really hard jerk that she does, or it's a small jerk, but it's, she's falling asleep, and all of a sudden, just her body just jerks. It's like a mini convulsion. And that's how I know that she is now falling asleep. It's the weirdest thing, and it happens all the time. Some are greater than others, some are smaller than others, but that's how we know, like, oh, she's asleep now.
What's a strange thing your sleeping spouse did? 702-364-9400. Hey, Tiffany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What happened with you?
Oh, my. Well, I know that I talk in my sleep a lot, and one time, the next day, my spouse, he says, do you know what you said last night in your sleep? And I said, what? And he goes, you sat straight up, and he said, grab the chickens, we're heading to Memphis. And I'm like, what?
And he didn't get up immediately. I would have been like, let's go.
No, because he says I say the weirdest things in my sleep. He said, but that was the most. He said it was so clear and so plain. And I don't know if it had anything to do with him because he loves Elvis. And I'm like, that chicken for heading to Memphis. I'm like, okay. Well, I don't know what I'm going to say tomorrow night.
You would think you would go to Kentucky instead, right? Of Memphis. This text says my husband talks in his sleep sometimes, and it flips me out because I'm a light sleeper, and hearing him talk in the middle of the night freaks me out. I know. I'm like a sleep grunter. I don't really say words. I'm just like, I don't know why I make these weird noises. I am like the most difficult person to sleep with. So it was only right that I got a taste of my own medicine with my husband the other night.
And he was wide awake when he was doing it too. Yeah, I'm pedaling right now in my sleep, Mercedes.
Just
I'm pedaling.
Trying to get some extra calories burned while I'm laying here in the bed.
Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the Woo!
Mix 94.1 is KMXB FM and HD1. Henderson, Las Vegas. HomeRadio.com station.
That's Dua Lipa. Whoa. We both are excited about Dua Lipa.
I was excited that she got 6 Grammy nominations. What are you excited about for her?
I was also excited about that for Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Pop Vocal Album, Pop Solo Performance, and pop duo or group performance. So yeah, we are very excited about Dua Lipa here. I didn't realize it was 9:14. It's so late. Oh my gosh.
This morning, we were off for a week there. So this morning, back on a Monday, it's flying by this morning.
It really is. And yeah, we were off for a couple of days for the Thanksgiving holiday. Did you do any Black Friday shopping, or are you going to do any Cyber Monday shopping?
I did a little shopping, but not on Black Friday. I did shopping prior to Black Friday. I did, it was the Monday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I bought myself a new pair of running shoes because I run a lot, and I've had the same running shoes for over a year. My wife's like, you know, you should probably change them out. They kind of get flat after a while, and it's not good for your support of your ankles and your feet and everything else. And I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right, because my feet were starting to hurt. So we do a big 5K Thanksgiving run every year, and so it's either Monday or Tuesday. I ordered myself some new shoes, and I got new sneakers.
So did you didn't get like a Black Friday or Cyber Monday deal on them?
No, because I wanted them for Thanksgiving morning for our run, so I ordered them prior. I probably could have got a deal if I would have waited a few days.
Well, I mean, a lot of these places have been slowly rolling out the deals right now just because, you know, people can't go into the shop, so they're trying to get rid of their stock now. So, but I agree. Yeah, you got to replace those shoes, especially if you run every day. Your arches, you will have no arch. Your arch will be gone.
It's funny because I bought the exact same pair, Under Armour, whatever their running brand is, the exact same color, the exact same shoe. And to look at, I should take a picture because see what the new shoe looks like. And the shoe that I had for a year plus, the way my feet are not perfect and the way I run's not perfect. And just to see the way the sole was worn in, there was such a difference between the two.
Yeah, they get so flat. It's funny because as far as shopping goes, I'll probably get a couple of last minute things. As far as my family goes, I pretty much knocked it all out on Friday. Like I was specifically waiting for Friday. Okay, we're going to get some good deals on Black Friday. But here's the problem. And I don't know if you're the same way, but when I start shopping when there's huge sales, I inevitably find things that I've been eyeing for months, and I feel so guilty buying stuff for me, but I do it because there was literally like these two shirts at Nordstrom that I have been looking at since May, June, and they just never went on sale, and I was like, I can't justify paying that price for these shirts. I really like them, but I can't pay full price. So they literally went on sale for Black Friday. And it said, like, limited time only. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's like 40% off. I've been waiting for that. So I was just like, I got to buy them for myself. And here I am when I should be shopping for other people, buying myself stuff on Black Friday. Does anyone else do that? I felt so guilty.
Well, you said you got everyone else done, right? If the rest of the family's... isn't Matt's birthday tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Wow. Is his birthday all set up and birthday shopping done?
Well, yeah, it's done. But, I mean, it's so funny because my birthday was back in April. And, I said, well, I'm going to be the only one having a pandemic birthday, man. You guys, oh... And now he's like, well, I guess I'm having a pandemic birthday, too. I go, looks like it. So there's not a whole lot that I have to do. I just get him a couple of presents. I got a cake ready for him. And we're just going to do the do. We got a little pandemic birthday party for you. So Van has a comment on changing your shoes. Hey, Van, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good. What do you think?
Well, I used to run a lot of half marathons and do a lot of training, and I was recommended by one of the guy that I train with is that after 500 miles running in the shoes, you need to replace them, and like Mercedes was talking about, it breaks down and you have flat arches, which is what I end up having, and knee issues and stuff. So if you have one of those mile tracker, you should replace your shoes every 500 miles of running in them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just thought we were talking about cheesy pickup lines, and I just thought of one.
Oh, no. Go on.
Do you need a new pair of shoes because you've been running through my mind all night long? For 500 miles.
And then you go into, what was that song? I'm going to be
500 miles.
Here's Lewis Capaldi instead. Still by the
wayside. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.